control of foot is
C.
Okay. And one more. What do you call the kind of support that a carpenter uses when he's sawing a board?
Sawhorse.
And what do you use the kind of support that you put a piece of firewood in to saw? It's two X's like this, and you lay the piece of firewood in it. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. We call that a sawhorse, too.
Okay, fine. What do you call something that has a handle and wheels and a baby lies in it?
A pram, a carriage.
And if you had a baby in a pram, you would say you were going to, what, the baby?
Push the baby.
Now, let's see. If this is a field, let's say, and it has a fence around it, and you're standing right here, and you want to get to this side, either you can walk all the way around like that, or you can pick up your skirts and climb across the fence.
And go through the field.
Okay. Now, if we have, see, this is a crossroads right
mm-hmm.
here. And there's a house over here,
mm-hmm.
and a house over here.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say the houses are what from each other?
Opposite.
Now, suppose we move this house over to here, so that we have my great art talents. Say a house here and a house here. See, the only difference is this one's been moved
across from each other.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression kitty corner or catty corner to mean this relationship across a crossroads?
No, I never have.
Well, would you ever use either of those expressions at any time for anything? Catty corner or kitty corner?
Don't know if I've ever heard it before.
Okay. What about these expressions, Andy Godlin or Yanny Whistlin? Have you ever heard those expressions?
No.
Okay, fine.
When I was a child going to school, we played about the same games that we do now.
Uh-huh.
We played baseball and hide and go seek and things like that, and Rover, Rover, come over.
Well, now, I don't know Rover, Rover.
Well, it would have two sides, and they would say, Rover, Rover, come over, and they'd call a person's name, and if you could break the line, well, then you'd get one of their part, one of their sides, and if you couldn't break the line, you had to stay over.
Well, what do you mean by break the line?
They would join hands.
Oh, I see.
See,
uh-huh.
And you would, and they'd say, Rover, Rover, come over and call somebody's name.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd go there and jump on their hands and try to break the hands.
I see.
And if you couldn't break the hands, you had to stay. But if you broke the hand where you jumped, then you got one of those.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd play things like stealing burrs, get a pine.